is a swimming pool.
A crowd of people with water in it.
Correct. Pay that man $8. What is the slowest thing on earth?
A nudist trying to get through a barbed wire fence.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant.
Well, here we are again with the quiz program, which, and I say this with all modesty, has met with more disdain than any other program on the air. We have a board of experts who are called big thinkers by people who lisp. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled How to Raise a Canary from Canary Seed, or How to Get the Bird in One Easy Lesson. But here he is, the ham that came to dinner, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
Surprise.
I have a poem dedicated to Miss McConnell.
Oh.
Lulu, Lulu, will you get up? Mother, I'm not able.
Uh-huh.
Lulu, Lulu, you must get up. The horse wants to use the stable.
The horse. Next, we have a woman who is so big, she hasn't seen her feet for 15 years. Miss Lulu McConnell.
Did I tell you about my old man, Mr. Howard?
He's out on parole?
Yeah. No.
Oh, I see.
No. When he came on the other night, I was sitting in the Morris chair, and did he get sore?
Yeah.
Why, he was wild.
He was wild because you were sitting in the Morris chair?
Well, you see, Morris was sitting in it, too.
I see Morris was there. Okay, next we have a very popular man. A man who was always in great demand by every policeman in town. A man who spent the first 10 years of his life at Harvard University in a bottle. From Texas, the land of the bighorns, comes that bum steer, Mr. George Shelton.
Say, you get a big kick in selling me all the time, don't you? I'll have you know I'm very much advanced for my age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. When I was 6, people took me for 12.
Do tell.
And when I was 12, my teacher took me for 24.
Think of that.
And when I was 24, I met a blonde.
Yeah.
what did she take you for?
$500.
And now that you've met our three loose nuts, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce our special guest for tonight. That lovely, versatile young actress, Miss Shirley Booth, otherwise known as Dottie Mahoney of the Kate Smith Program. Here she is, Miss Booth. Good evening, Miss Booth. It certainly is wonderful of you to pay us this visit.
Well, this is not a social call, Mr. Howard. I'm here on business.
Business? What sort of business?
Well, I represent the Women's Elevator Derrick and Suspender Society.
I see. Wait a minute. The Women's Elevator Derrick and Suspender Society?
Yes, it's a very uplifting organization.
Uplifting organization. I see.
You see, every woman in our organization is pledged to wear her left arm in a sling.
Wear her left arm in a sling? I suppose there's a reason.
Oh, yes. We're only interested in women's rights.
In women's rights. Now, that's all very interesting, but what has all this got to do with your presence here?
Well, you see, Mr. Howard, my organization has appointed me as a committee of one to come here tonight and protest your unkind and inhuman treatment of Miss Lulu McConnell.
Oh.
Because, you see, we consider that the things you say to and about Miss McConnell are slight to American womanhood, that great organization of which I hope someday to become a member.
I see. Yes. Well, Miss Booth, let me ask you, have you ever met Miss McConnell?
No, but nobody could be as fat and homely and dumb as you say Miss McConnell is.
I see. Well, that's Miss McConnell sitting there beside you.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Well, perhaps we were a little hasty.
I see.
After all, there are two sides to everything.
Everything but Miss McConnell.
Now, wait a minute.
Don't you worry, Miss McConnell. I'm here, and nobody is going to insult you.
That's going to be very nice. Now that you two girls are acquainted, I'd like you to meet Mr. Sheldon, Miss Booth.
How do you do? I've no doubt.
Yeah. How do you do? I have no doubt.
So you're Shirley Booth, huh? You know, I knew your brother telephoned.
Oh, all right, wait a minute.
Oh, you'll get used to me, Miss Booth.
Do I have to?
All right, that's very good, Miss Booth. To your left, Miss Booth, is Harry McNaughton.
How do you do? It's a pleasure.
How do you do?
It's indeed a pleasure. Couldn't we go somewhere after the program? Have a spot of tea and a nice hot crumpet?
Oh, sure. I love Charlie Spivak.
Yeah. Charlie Spivak? What's he got to do with it?
He plays a hot crumpet.
A hot crumpet? Ah, please, yes. Miss Booth. At least I think you're going to be right at home here, so let's see if you can help us to answer some of the questions.
Well, I'd be very glad to. But I must ask you not to insult Miss McConnell.
All right, I'll try and behave tonight, Miss Booth. Here's the first question. It's about sports. Where is the game of ice hockey played? On a tennis court, on a pool table, or on ice?
Oh, that's an easy question.
Fine. Can you answer it?
Well, it's not that easy.
No, I see.
You know, I used to play hockey when I was a boy.
You did? That's fine.
Yeah, I never went to school.
You know, all right. All right.
My old man is a hockey player. He's been in hockey for years.
I
know. I say, it's a hard... Mr. Howe, did you hear about the fellow who took his girl into a pawn shop?
No, why?
He wanted to get her alone.
He wanted to get her alone.
I'm incorrigible. Do you get it, Miss Booth?
Yeah, and I don't like it.
No, I don't blame you. The question is, where is the game of hockey played?
I know.
Good.
Madison Square Garden.
Wait a minute. You're close there, but wait a minute. Let me ask you this. What was on the floor?
Sawdust.
Sawdust.
Yeah, the circus was there. I know because I got it in my shoes. You know, I wear those open-toe shoes and I get everything in them.
Everything?
Yeah, except my feet.
Except... Okay, please.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that was a great help. You went to the circus, there was sawdust on the floor. That's great. Look, you play this game with skates on. Now, where do you play a game when you wear skates?
What kind of skates?
All right, ice skates.
I used to be good on skates.
Yeah.
I bet you a gay old blade.
A gay old blade.
I used to make the figure eight.
Yeah, you look like the figure eight. Now, let's get on here.
Miss McConnell, don't let him say that to you. You slap his face.
His face? Where is it?
Well, gee, that's a good question. Who sent that in?
You know, I used to be quite a skater, if I may say so.
You may say so.
Oh, thank you. You know, I used to be quite a skater.
Why will you cut it off, please?
Yeah, I could make the figure eight the hard way.
Yeah.
Two fours.
Two fours.
You know, you gentlemen may not believe this, but I was the president of an ice skating club. But I resigned.
Oh, really? What happened?
It was too much responsibility.
Yeah.
I couldn't hold my end up.
This is gonna be good.
It's beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I see.
If I had my brushes here, I'd paint.
Does sound beautiful.
Yeah.
What is it?
What is it? They think.
Boy, it sends me.
Yeah, it does. I wish it would leave you there. They think it's beautiful, Mr. Taylor.
I agree with you, Mr. Howard.
Please. The band is playing William Tell, ladies and gentlemen. Good time to go get your apple. They're off.
I'm playing Richmond in the third race.
There they go. The only band in the country that plays without taking the instruments out of the cases. We'll be right back. Abbott, will you tell us who was our first contestant this evening, please?
Yes, I'll be very happy to, Mr. Howard. Our first guest tonight is Machinist Mate Second Class Bob Roth of the United States Coast Guard.
Oh, from the Coast Guard. Very good. How do you do, Bob, and thank you a lot for coming up. We're very, very glad to have you here, I'm sure.
Isn't he sweet?
Yeah.
Hello, Toots.
Never mind. Wait.
Miss McConnell, are you allowed to make passes at the contestants?
Listen, please. Certainly. You're not allowed to make passes.
Well, I was just asking.
Yeah. All right.
Nothing ventured is worth a pound of cure.
Nothing ventured. Very good, yeah. A rolling stone saves nine. Pay no attention to them, will you? How do you do? We're very pleased to have you with us, Bob. Would you kindly tell us where your hometown is?
Bergenfield, New Jersey.
Bergenfield, New Jersey. Very good.
Bergenfield, New Jersey.
Yes.
My God. Well, slip me an aspirin and call me shaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to work in that town.
Yeah, so did I. I did, too. I was a hitchhiker in a beauty parlor.
Yeah. You were a hitchhiker in the beauty parlor?
Yeah, I made finger waves.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. What is this? She took the words right out of my mouth.
All right.
She'd been a little quicker. She'd have taken my teeth with her.
Watch me. Look, we have a contestant here. Let's show him a little respect. How long have you been in the service, Bob? Would you care to tell us?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years? Boy, congratulations. You certainly do make a fine-looking sailor.
Yeah, he sure does. He reminds me of my boyfriend. He's in the service, Miss McConnell.
Really? Your boyfriend's in the service?
Yeah.
Why don't you bring him with you? I just love to meet him.
Oh, he couldn't come. His head's all full of bandages.
My goodness, what happened?
He was saluted by an army mule.
He was
saluted. I say, you know, Bob, I was in the Navy in the last war. Yes, I was, really. I was a porthole tester.
A porthole tester?
Yes, you see, I used to stick my head through a porthole, and if I couldn't get it out again, you see, the hole was too small. Jolly stuff, you know.
I imagine.
Useless head, though, you know.
All right, let's get on. What did you do before you entered the service, Bob?
I was a porthole tester.
I'm not talking to you. Pardon me, Bob. What was it you said?
I was an insurance salesman.
Oh, you were an insurance salesman. I see. Well, we're very, very happy to have you with us.
Yes, you are. What's your first name, honey?
I just got through telling you it's Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Bob. Is that cunning Bob?
Yes.
Oh, and isn't he a cute kid?
All right, yes. He's a very nice
little thing. Bob. Well, honey, you can just call me Clark. I'm up to the minute.
Yeah. And you're just as cuckoo, too. Bob, you can do us a favor here if you will. Will you reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us, please? And would you be kind enough to read the question, if you will? Right into the microphone there.
What do we buy a hunting license for?
Very good. What do we buy a hunting license for? No help from the audience, please. Let's try and get this. Did you hear the question, Mr. McNaughton?
Oh, yes, yes.
You did? Well, what about it?
What about what?
The question.
What question?
Mr. McNaughton, how did you get to be such an imbecile?
Oh, it took years.
It took years.
I heard the question, Mr. Howard. It's about hunting.
That's right. Do you know anything about hunting?
Do I know anything about hunting?
That's my question.
I lived in the African jungle for years with nothing but gorillas and apes all around me.
Sort of a family reunion.
One night I got up in the middle of the night and I shot an elephant in my pajamas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's silly. How could an elephant get in your pajamas?
Say, Miss Booth, now, that's a very... Miss Booth, you certainly do look like a sensible girl.
A sensible girl is not as sensible as she looks, Mr. Howard.
Oh.
Because a sensible girl has more sense than to look sensible.
Oh, that's very good psychology.
Of course, I'm not bragging myself, but I'm somewhat of a big game man, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen tigers and lions and elephants all around me.
Why don't you pay a little more and get good liquor?
Please, can we answer the question? What do you buy a hunting license for?
Why, I even went hunting once with 15 dogs.
Yes, you have any luck?
I shot 9 of them.
You shot 9?
You know, the last time I went hunting, I shot a moose in the foot and in the head at the same time.
Well, see, that's silly. How could you shoot him in the foot and the head at the same time?
He was scratching his ear.
Talking about shooting, I'll never forget the time Papa shot a snow darling.
Well, a snow darling. Is that an animal?
A snow darling? Oh, sure. It's a very common animal.
Uh-huh. Snow darling. Never heard of it.
No?
Snow darling. What does it look like?
Oh, it's a big animal. You know, with a long nose and horns on its head. Papa has it hanging over the fireplace.
Wait a minute. You mean reindeer?
That's it, a reindeer. Well, what did I say?
Now, before we introduce our next guest, we have an orchestra here which the union insists that we must pay. Of course, it's money wasted, but we might as well use them. Here he is, Dr. Novick, and his orchestra playing Port and Peasant. It's all good. Guy a fish. Better put another nickel in that thing. Contestant, Mr. Roberts, please.
Our next guest, Mr. Howard, is a very lovely young lady, Private Margaret Hahn of the Women's Army Corps.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Hahn? Good evening, Miss Hahn, and welcome to It Pays Bigger. How do you feel, Miss Hahn?
Fine, thank you.
Well, that's fine.
She's very charming, isn't she, Miss McConnell?
Isn't she, though?
I bet my boyfriend would like her.
Why? Doesn't he like you?
Well, the other day he told me to go jump in the lake.
He did? Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, and when I came out, he was gone.
Why, the dirty bum.
Miss McConnell, be careful. There's sailors in the house. Would you kindly tell us where your hometown is, Miss Hahn?
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, Brooklyn. You know, I used to go with a girl in Brooklyn.
I imagine.
Yeah, I traded her in, though, for a box of peanut brittle.
Oh.
Boy, I wish I had her back.
So you found out you really loved her?
No, I want another box of peanut brittle.
Don't let them make you nervous, Miss Hahn. Let's get on, please.
Mr. Hahn.
Yes.
Miss Hahn is very charming.
All right, yes, she's charming.
I put myself out for a girl like Miss Hahn.
Yeah, but would you stay out? That's the question. How long have you been to service, Miss Hahn?
6 months.
6 months, that's fine. Would you be good enough to reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us, if you will, please? And would you be kind enough to read the question? Just read it right into the microphone.
What country did this originally...
It's not in English. They don't write them in English.
Chinese twins come from.
No, we can't blame you for that. What was the question?
What country did the original Siamese twins come from?
Oh, thank you a lot. What country did the original Siamese twins come from?
Mr. Hart, what nationality were they?
Wait a minute. That's the answer to the question.
It is?
Boy, we got that one quick.
Yeah.
What's the next question?
Wait a minute. What's the next question? You haven't got the answer.
Did you know I was a twin?
You were a twin? Where's your sister?
She's both of them.
I will thank you, Mr. Howard, not to talk that way about Miss McConnell.
I see.
Because, after all, we are all sisters under the same skin.
Uh-huh.
And it just seemed to me that last remark of yours was made with malice and forethought.
All right, Miss Booth, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you very much.
I apologize once to you, Miss Booth, and twice to Miss McConnell.
Mr. Howard, that's more than generous.
Well, I'm glad you're satisfied. Now, let's get on. Thank you
very much.
Yeah, okay.
Miss Booth, did anyone ever tell you that you were wonderful?
Oh, yes, I told myself that hundreds of times.
Look, the question is about twins.
Oh, I met two young ladies last week who were twins.
Yeah? Did you have a good time?
Yes and no.
Yes, Please, look. What country did the Siamese twins come from? It's a simple question. I believe the country is noted for its rugs.
Now, Mr. Howard, I know a song that would help you with the question. You want to hear it?
No.
Thank you. I'll sing it.
I see.
I'll sing it a cappella.
Uh-huh.
You know, that means unaccompanied by the orchestra.
You're smarter than I thought you were.
Well, when I'm finished, I'm sure you'll know what country the Siamese twins come from.
Well, maybe it will help.
Siam, I'm so lonesome where I am. Come and meet your old Macaim. You'll understand. And come to my Persian garden. I'll ask the gods for pardon. As before the temple door we stand. They're hand in hand. There's lots of room here on this rug of mine for two.
Oh.
And all I want's my little jug of wine and you.
Oh.
I'm so lonesome where I am. You'll know who's waiting for you. When you come from Siam, you're Roma Kayam.
Miss Booth, that was wonderful. You should be able to get a job as vocalist with Nat Novik's orchestra. Okay, anyhow, you've heard the song. You heard what was mentioned in the song. Now, what country did the Siamese twins come from? What was the name of the country?
California, here I come.
I wonder what this is going to be. Dodge. Gonna turn the thing into a funeral here any minute. Thank you. nothing will happen with this organ. Before we put the dummies back in the box, I'd certainly like to thank our good friend, Miss Booth, for being with us tonight. It was marvelous for her to come over here, and next week, while I'm at it, I'd like to tell you about our next guest. It's Adolph Monju. He will be with us next week.
Mr. Howard, you know, that's fine, you know.
What?
I know Adolph Monju very, very well.
Well, that's fine.
He's an old friend of mine, you know.
Well, you'll get along nice together.
Oh, rather.
Yes.
He's one of the 10 best-dressed men in the country.
Uh-huh.
I hope he brings the other 9 guys with him. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Gee, 10 men is too bad I didn't come next week instead of this week.
Yes, it is. I'd be glad to split them with you. 2 for you and 8 for me.
Oh, please.
I understand he has a lot of clothes. I wonder if I could buy a couple of suits off him.
Yeah.
I'm going to a wooden wedding.
Uh-huh.
And without clothes, I wouldn't go.
You wouldn't go. That's a terrible pun, Mr. Sheldon, if I ever heard one.
I'm not going to take puns with me. We're going to eat there.
Okay, never mind. I didn't say buns. I said puns.
Oh.
Now, folks, you see what we mean when we say...
It pays to be ignorant. To be dense, to be dumb, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. When I was just a school kid, I wasn't awfully bright. I had a pretty teacher who made me stay in each night. So you see, it pays to be ignorant. Be inane, have no brain, just be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
$4 and get a good orchestra.
One day as I was walking...